Yep. All right. Next question. 83. Did we do this already? Oh,
What's
no.
the coldest you've ever been?
What?
Do what?
Wait. 183.
Oh shit, I'm on actual 83.
What fashion trend makes you cringe or laugh every time you see Socks with Crocs.
That just sounds disgusting.
Or just Crocs in general, but they are actually pretty comfortable.
I had a it was definitely not a friend. I was at nerd camp
Nerd
one
camp.
summer. Yeah, it was literally math camp, but like
Okay.
it's not like remedial thing. It's like, you guys are good at math, let's teach you some math that your classmates aren't ever gonna learn. Because it's just like weird and doesn't fit in with the curriculum. And there was the token kid that everybody hates, who wore Crocs every single day, and who would always like stomp around in like the mulch
Oh,
around the campus.
yeah.
And he would like take them off indoors.
Oh, and like dump it out.
Yeah, and his feet would just be caked black. It was
I
bad.
hate mulch
Yeah.
and Crocs,
I
so.
like the smell of wet mulch.
But it gets in your socks and it hurts.
Oh, well, see, call back to earlier. I like the idea of more of nature more than I actually like nature.
Right. You don't have like one of those like sandalwood candles, do you?
I don't own any candles.
Huh. Good for you.
I don't think it's a fashion trend. But turquoise
Oh,
is like,
interesting.
to me, it's just an old lady fashion choice.
Yes, or like a 90s color.
Yeah, because I feel like every time there's like an old lady in a commercial or in a movie, she's got on like a turquoise necklace or earrings or a ring.
Turquoise reminds me of the Queen.
Queen Elizabeth.
Yes. Well, because she's always like in solid colors, isn't
She's
she?
always got a hat on, I think.
Yeah, but like she matches from head to toe. And turquoise is one of them.
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm mostly referring to the stone rather than color.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
My mind immediately went to color, which I'm still not a fan of.
Yeah.
Turquoise also reminds me of my sister, because she wore a lot of turquoise in the 90s.
Old lady.
She's older than me. Not that much older, though. 20.
How do you make yourself sleep when you can't seem to get to sleep?
Just stay up. Until I can sleep.
The problem with this question is it assumes that there is a way of going to sleep that you can do.
Do you fall asleep easily?
No, never.
Really?
Yeah, it takes me at least like half an hour to 45 minutes to fall asleep.
What prevents you from falling asleep?
My demons.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I fall asleep really quickly.
Both my parents are like that. They can fall asleep basically as soon as they lie down.
Okay, so along those lines, is it hard for you to relax?
Depends on what you mean by relax.
Like, be in a state where your heart and breathing are comfortable.
I think if I'm like focusing on something, then yes. But I think if I was going to like just sit down and not do anything, I would probably focus on that stuff and then not get relaxed.
Do you drink coffee?
Nope.
Tea?
Nope.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, my sister is really bad about not being able to sleep. Like, she has it a lot worse than I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I think she's also one of those people who falls asleep looking at her phone somehow. Never understood that.
Hmm. Next question.
Sure.
86.
If you had a HUD, for the listener, that's a heads-up display, that showed three stats about any person you looked at, what three stats would you want it to show?
Oh, this could go anywhere.
I feel like, did you ever play, like, Dating Sims?
Define Dating Sims, because remember, with Otome Games, would you consider that a dating sim?
Well, I'm just saying, like, in lots of the ones I've played, just, like, the proportions, right? Like bust, waist, hips, or whatever. But then there's, like blood type and, like, birthday or whatever. That's kind of what came to mind first, but it's okay. That's not a good one.
Do it's you believe in horoscopes?
Not at all.
Yeah, I don't either. Because you said blood type, and that's like a, kind of a horoscope thing. Like, oh, if you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even remember what blood type I am.
I don't either.
The first one that comes to mind, because I've seen this in now one or two webcomics that I read, is like the date of death that the person has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you seen Black Mirror?
No, but I've heard good things about it.
That reminds me of a Black Mirror episode where there's like a dating service or app or something, where you get paired up with a person based on whatever personality traits. And you both get a disc where if you both press it, it shows you how long your companionship / dating is supposed to last in like hours, days, minutes.
Oh, okay.
That reminded me of that.
That's interesting.
I feel like I would want something useful like biggest fear.
Okay, so what about like kinks then?
That would actually be a very good one. I'm trying to think if there's any other like really good sleeper ones. I think maybe something useful like favorite Pokemon, because I think it tells a lot about somebody.
Like their age.
No.
No. Okay, my point being, like, which generation of Pokemon are we talking about?
Well, any of them.
I know, but like at a certain age, depending how old they are, they wouldn't know all of them.
Yeah, but if you pick anything after the first three generations, you're just wrong. Because, like, literally there's Pokemon that's, like, key rings and ice cream cones now.
Yeah. Is this still the same writer? Or, like, the original creator? That's creating new ones? Or is it more
I have no idea.
I don't know, I'm just wondering.
I think Game Freak still makes the games.
Next question.
Sure.
90. Tear gas makes people cry. Laughing gas makes people giggle. What other kinds of gases do you wish existed?
Moist.
No, are you... No, okay, so going back to that, like, a gas that would immediately turn someone on, is that what you're getting at?
I mean, I feel like it'd be useful, right? I mean, that's basically, like, what people think perfume does in, like, rom-coms.
Like, okay, so, like, pheromones, but actual...
Like raging, like, hard.
More immediate.
Just head. Like throbbing moist.
More intense reaction.
Yeah.
What reason would you have to use it?
Do I really have to answer that?
Yes.
Honestly, I think it'd just be pretty funny to watch people get, like, hot and bothered.
And you like people. Like,
imagine how funny it would be.
No.
If, like, there was, like, a riot going on and the police just, like, threw out horny gas.
So it just turned into a harem, basically.
Yeah. I feel like that's some, like, Vietnam War era shit where it's, like, Richard Nixon. Just balls deep in Agent Orange, being like, how can we make these Vietnamese too horny to fight back?
Wow.
Do you have any thoughts?
No, I don't. Sixteen.
What country is the strangest?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why not?
Because
we all know it's Japan.
It's just a matter of perspective. Because I'm sure Japan thinks the States is pretty strange.
Yeah.
Yep. Five.
What was your most recent lie?
Like I said, it's hard for me to lie about things.
Yeah, Neko?
Yes.
Was that a lie right now?
Hmm?
Was that a lie just then?
I don't know, you tell me.
You can be honest.
Well, I guess it would be Nyan Nyako, because that's not actually my name, so...
What is your name?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I almost got you.
Is your name Mike?
It is.
Ah. So what's your most recent lie?
That my name's Mike.
Fair enough.
Or was I?
Hmm. 81.
What food do you crave most often?
Bubble waffle.
What?
Bubble waffle. It's like a waffle, but it's with like a custard batter, and the waffle iron is in the shape of like tiny eggs, so it's hollow on the inside. It's so good.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's so good. And then like you get it with like ice cream and bits of cheesecake on top. So good. Especially now living where I am, because I haven't found it yet.
Oh, is it like a special thing?
It's I don't know if it's a Hong Kong thing or a Taiwanese thing. Yeah.
I feel like I don't get cravings often, but usually it's like chocolate cake.
So you do have a sweet tooth?
A little bit.
When was the first time you found something too sweet?
Probably not till I was like 18 or 19.
What did you eat?
I'm sure it was just like a Take Five or like a Snickers or a...
Yeah.
Just like any candy bar, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So especially like solid chocolate and like fudgy type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or caramel.
Oh, you say caramel. You don't say caramel.
It depends. Technically, it's caramel if it's like drizzly, and it's a caramel if it's like cubed and wrapped.
Oh, interesting. I say caramel for both.
Hmm. I think I'll probably go back and forth.
Hmm. And I say
that.
Sorry, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Do you know how I like my chocolate cake?
Do I want to know how you like your chocolate cake?
Moist. What were you going to say?
I say pasta instead of pasta.
You're wrong.
I don't know if that's a West Coast thing, though.
I think it is.
Hmm. Cool. 58. Okay, this is...
Repeat.
Yeah, so... Sorry. What do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You really are indecisive.
I am. I already told you this.
Yeah, that was off the air, though.
Because I'm too concerned about what other people think and what other people want, because I want to make them happy.
What do you think people want?
To be happy.
No, what do the listeners want? Listener, comment what you want.
Hmm. Probably something kinky. I don't know.
Listener, if you have kinky requests, PM them to me.
Okay, speaking of, are you a dom or a sub?
Dom, exclusively.
Why?
Just because. I like to be in control.
What part of being a sub is off-putting for you?
Having things out of my hands.
Hmm.
I know for a lot of people, they like that. My mom was a psychology major in college, and she actually wrote like a paper on basically how like high up corporate people are more inclined to be submissive because they're making decisions and in charge of stuff, and in that subspace they don't have to worry about any decisions or any of that stuff. Like the stresses, they just have no control. It's like things just happen to them and they just get to deal with it.
That makes sense. So then if you were put in a position where you were being submissive, would that frustrate you, not having that control?
In what scenario? For example,
like if you were constrained.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
What about you?
I think I identify as being a switch, but more Dom. Because again, with that control, I don't physically like being pushed down. Mm-hmm. I think because when I was younger, I was bullied. So instinctively, I panic when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not really, but okay.
Who do you wish you could get back into contact with?
No.
I don't feel like there's tons of people who I want to be back in contact with just because I don't think they want to particularly be in contact with me, if that makes sense.
That makes sense. I was going to say my grandma, who is no longer alive.
I think that's like the right choice. Yeah, I got nothing really.
Okay. 77. What qualities do all your friends have in common?
For me, I would say they're all some sort of nerd variant. Or nerd streak runs in them.
I think for me, we're all introverts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
22? Oh, shit.
What?
All my friends are moist. Sorry, what was the number? Was it 69?
No. 22. Some of the best vacations you've had.
I think I kind of talked about this before, but I'm not a big vacation person.
I don't think we've talked about this before.
Well, I think we've talked about travel, right?
Right, yeah.
So I don't necessarily remember vacations super fondly.
Like as a kid, or Like, are we talking about like family vacations?
Yeah. I guess it would probably be to like my grandparents' house when I was little. And I think part of that is just being little. And liking stuff generally.
I think it was also when I was little, we did a road trip up to family in Alberta, but it was like a 16 plus hour drive. Yeah. And then we stayed overnight at like smaller towns. So that was really interesting. If you ever are up in BC, Canada, head over to Banff. It is very pretty there.
What's pretty about it?
The mountains. It's kind of a tourist city, but it's very small. And yeah, just the scenery. I guess being from the city makes it that much more special. Three.
What's your worst example of procrastination? I think one time in college, I had a final exam that I didn't study for until like the morning of, and by morning of, I mean like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
The day of the test.
What time was the test?
It was like 10 a.m.
Did you pass?
I'm gonna see.
Yeah, I think mine was also in college. I made the mistake of picking electives that brought down my GPA. So I took Japanese and just vocabulary and memorizing are things that I can't do. So I pulled an all-nighter for that one. And I barely passed. Five. We've already done that. Most recent lie. Did you want to come up with a personal question?
Like what?
Or maybe a kink-related question?
Do you want to come up with a kink-related question?
Well, I asked one last time. We rolled the double.
What's your fixation with kink?
What do you mean?
You keep asking about it?
Because both of us are connected to GWA.
Connected how?
We are involved in the community.
When you say community,
the online community? Where are you going with this?
I'm not going anywhere. Oh, shit. Listener, we're going to Pound Town. Where it's moist and a balmy 69 degrees year-round, and you better believe they got that horny gas. It's like chemtrails up in there. Do you know how they deliver the horny gas?
No, how do they deliver it?
With biplanes.
Are you good?
It depends.
On what?
guess your definition of good.
Good to go to the next question.
Oh, yeah.
What movie or book do you know the most quotes from? I don't. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
I would probably go with The Big Lebowski. Just because there's lots of good, like, outrageous one-liners. I was watching Hot Rod last night. Have you seen that?
No. I haven't seen a lot of stuff. I'm sorry.
You need to watch Hot Rod. It is great. The entire movie is full of good stuff. Listener, okay. Watch Hot Rod.
We'll make a recommended list of movies and post it with this, maybe.
Yeah, you're going to have to go back to the audio and do that shit, because I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, well... Okay, we'll see. How long has it been? When did I call you?
8:33.
But you're
it's almost 2 hours.
Okay.
But believe me, it's felt like 10.
Hours?
Yep.
Jeez. Thanks. Did you want to end it here?
What do you mean by end it?
Did you want me to stop recording now?
It's up to you. It's your podcast.
Yeah, but it's also you, because you're part of the podcast. And this is me trying to make everyone happy right now.
Well, sweetie, you can't make everybody happy. I heard that once in a movie.
Okay, well, I'm talking with you, so I want to make you happy. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll call it here for the recording. We'll probably do a part 3 eventually, but thanks for listening. Bye.